LMC. You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com.
All right, everyone, here we go. Let's build that energy. Reverend James, hit the music.
Welcome to Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, exploring the magical world around us only on the LMC Radio Network. There are so many fantastic, exciting, and curious things that make up this world we share. Come join us as we explore the spiritual, magical, and wondrous phenomena that enrich our souls and bring color to our days. I am your announcer, Reverend James of FolkConjure.com, located in Western North Carolina, and this week we welcome our special guests, the wonderful Miss L. Duval of WalkingWithSpirits.com in North Carolina, and the irreplaceable J.D. of HoodooHouseDetroit.com in Michigan, joining Reverend Art and myself for Reading Palooza 2. In just a moment, we'll be joined by our host, Reverend Art of FolkConjure.com in North Carolina, and our guests, L. Duval and J.D. Make sure you're logged into Blog Talk Radio and join in the discussion via the chat. Now let's catch up with our host, Reverend Art. Take it away.
Thank you, Reverend James. And here we are yet again, Monday Night Magic with Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places. And as we all know, Mondays are about readings. For those of you listening, those of you in the chat, make sure you take a moment. Go on over to Hoodoo Psychic's Facebook page. Drop a comment on their Magic Mondays post and get entered to win a free 15-minute reading with your Hoodoo Psychic of choice. It's my regular announcement. Totally excited for tonight's show. Reverend James and I had an absolute blast the first time we did Reading Palooza, and now we are joined by two just absolutely amazing folks. Miss L. Duval, whom we had the fantastic opportunity to meet recently, spent a couple days and hung out and really, it was a really fantastic weekend. And JD,
before we move away from L. Duval, I want to just say that we accidentally messed up her web address. Instead of walkingwithspirits.com, that is workingwithspirits.com, WORKING.
All right. Sorry about that. We'll definitely get that updated here. brain was working, apparently, or fingers were working, brain was not, when I was typing. But, you know, JD has been a staple, not just on Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, but also on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour as well. Always there to lend a hand. Pretty much, you know, a maestro on the Lucky Mojo forums. It's just, it's great to have a group together of friends and be able to share this with everybody. So, you know, let's take a moment and actually get caught up with everyone. Reverend James, anything new that you'd like to share with everyone?
Well, other than the fact that it's starting to get very cold here in the mountains, we have ordered a lot of bulk wax, so we're going to be starting on working on making a lot of candles here soon, and we're working on getting an Etsy store put up, so be on the lookout for that, be on the lookout for posts about that. Yeah, other than that, not a whole lot, just trying to stay warm. And getting ready for that blistering cold that's coming up very, very soon.
Now, to be fair, blistering cold for Reverend James is anything less than 72 degrees. Just putting that out there.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, again, you know, we had a wonderful weekend in L. I have to put this out there on the air too, has ruined us for donuts from anywhere else on the planet. the long story, but well, maybe not so long, but it's a fun story. Elle, how you been?
I've been very well. Also ruined for donuts.
As everybody's probably going, what are they even talking about? No, there's a local donut shop that we all kind of stumbled across while Elle was in town, and absolutely amazing donuts. And
mm-hmm. Just over there, craving I can't get away from.
And it led to very great things. I'm probably going to end up having people ask me to ship donuts all over the U.S. now. And
they had boozy donuts, so that's something interesting,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. That's the first time I've seen the peanut butter and jelly ones to begin with. I mean,
have
they
you
were
been a voodoo donut? They have them in Texas.
I've seen voodoo donuts, but we have not tried those. They were in Orlando when Reverend James and I were there last year. But to be fair, it was like a million degrees and nobody was really thinking donuts when we saw them. But next time. And it's been a hot minute since you've joined us, JD. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Keeping busy as always. It's starting to get colder up here. It feels like fall decided to show up one day. We went from like 80, 90 degrees to like 60 and chilly and rainy in like one day. It's crazy, but that's how it is in the Midwest. So you be in Pennsylvania, so you know what it's like out here, right? So we went from wearing shorts to wearing sweaters and hoodies and jackets, but it's going well. Excited about today's show and kind of about fall and moving forward in the year. So very excited.
Well, I mean, you know what they say. Oh, we've been just rocking and rolling. I'm really excited about the Etsy adventure that's coming out, hopefully very soon. So some new innovations and things that we're throwing out there. Although I'd like to say that we're, you know, extremely busy, but when you're on the show, JD, nobody else quite matches up to that level of busy. you definitely, it's like not even burning the candle at both ends doesn't quite match up.
I do like to stay busy, as people say. So there's that, right? Mm-hmm. Keep it positive, right?
This is true. This is very true. All right. So, you know, we actually don't have any call-in folks at the moment. So why don't we get things kicked off and see if there's any questions for our first reading from the chat. I see a lot of chat going on.
I do want to say, though, that if you do want to call in, the number is 323-642-1214, and then hit 1 to let us know that you want to be on the air.
Very good point. Very good point.
It is not required, though. You do not have to get on the air if you don't want to. We can pull these questions from the chat.
So feel free. You can throw your answers or your questions into the chat, and we will be sure to jump on them. Or, actually, Reverend James, do you want to maybe start us off with maybe something a little Chimen or...
I do not have that ready at the moment. So if you want to maybe, you know, chit-chat a little bit, I can get that going. But that's not something I can just snap my fingers into.
No.
Well, you know, one thing I can talk about that I actually had a couple clients asking me, and I pulled out Ms. Kat's astrology book on it, is we have 2 eclipses coming up this month. And several clients were like, oh, is this a great time for me to do special work because of that energy? And the answer is no. Those are terrible times to do work. So don't do them on the eclipse. And if you get the Ms. Kat's root work book on astrology
for root workers.
Yeah, and it talks about that and why. So for those listening who are looking at these events coming up, skip those days. Don't do work on those days. Wait till the next day. That's an astrology tip.
And you know,
what I can say now that I've got it pulled up, though, is that since there is some negativity going on right now, those of you that have listened to some of the Chinese divination that I did on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, I encourage you to go listen to those shows. I talked about how you can use the Chimen chart to get beneficial and auspicious energy to help you with certain workings and things like that, or to help you ward off inauspicious and negative things. So for this month, the chief star, which is the star that is the most strongest and most auspicious, is in the south. And one of the more angry or inauspicious symbols is the tiger is in the north. So what people can do is, if you're feeling particularly affected by the upcoming astronomical events, you can put your back facing the south and of course facing north, and you can do meditations and if you're Buddhist, you can do chanting and things like that in that direction to help boost your vicious and positive energies for the month.
Excellent, excellent. You know, personally, I do have to say this about the Chimen Dunja readings that Reverend James does. These readings are so intricate and so involved. They're very blunt, so be prepared for that. But, you know, as a form of divination, I've found it to be absolutely amazing. And definitely something well worth experiencing if you haven't had one of these readings. Reverend James, if you could put the spelling in the chat for me, that would be fantastic. And it looks like we do have a caller in the queue. I will be right back. Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, I can go ahead and say real quickly that we put it in the chat already, but I've kind of got a mixture of different tools that I'll be using today, just kind of whatever seems to call to me. I've got the Tara Mo, which is a Tibetan divination style. I've got my Chinese moon blocks. So if you've taken or any of the classes from last year's Hoodoo Heritage Festival, or if you have looked at my class at hoodooworkshops.com, you know what those are about. I also have a pendulum. I have my tarot deck, a Lenormand deck, and a Kipper deck. So we've got lots of choices. What are you guys using?
Well, I went with my decks that I generally do. I did pull out a pendulum, but as you may know, and as I was showing you guys over the weekend, I do multiple decks at one time. So it's a layered kind of reading. And it digs on one question, and then it goes into more details behind questions, like, oh, why would this be? What is it I'm not seeing? That's why I use more than one deck at a time. And I use an Oracle deck as well, just to kind of get an idea as a whole on each question. So just tarot tonight with my pendulum.
Really interesting
just for
that way.
And as a friend and a colleague of Elle's who's had readings from her, it's awesome. So she'll explain things in such details with one deck, and then she'll explain and modify with another. It's fantastic. I love it.
Thank you.
I have two Rider-Waite decks. One is bigger than the other. And then I also have this new deck I got. It's called the Pulp Arrow, and it's based on pulp art. And I love it because the imagery is different and it just adds so much more meaning and depth to the reading. So I've been using it and I learned this really from Elle, who were about using these different decks together, and it just adds so much depth. I love it. I also have my pendulum and dice out as well. So I like to triangulate. So maybe use the tarot, use the dice, use the pendulum, and just kind of triangulate all the information together and confirm what's going on. So that's what I got. What are you working with? I've always had a question, James. How does, because you do Chinese horoscopes, right?
Boxes. Yep. And, well, you can do some destiny readings, which is what it's called in Qimin. So, yeah.
Well, how does that work? Like, I know that they have, like, the year. Like, how do you differentiate per person when it's by the year? I was just always curious about that.
Yeah, so in Batsu, the actual name tells it all. Ba means eight, and Tzu means characters. So it's actually four columns or pillars, as they're called, of eight characters. So the first pillar is, which is the first two characters, is the hour in which the person is born. The second pillar is the day. The third is the month, and the last is the year. And on the you have them kind of, you know, layered on top and bottom. So of course, like a pillar, and the top is what's called the Tian Gan, or the heavenly stems, and the bottom is called the Di Zhi, which is the earthly branches. So the earthly branches are what most people are familiar with. That's your tiger, your, you know, monkey, your goat, your snake, and people are most familiar with their year in regards to that. But actually, the most important one in any particular chart is the day. The day is what's called the day master, and it is the one that is most closest to the person asking the question or getting the reading done.
And we have our first reading. Joining us from the chat is Wickway is up, and she's asking, Her dog's been sick for roughly about 9 months. It's a Shih Tzu Bichon mix. And she was wondering, is she possibly taking a psychic hit from Wick Way Is Up, or what could be the possible cause of the sickness? So who wants to jump in first?
Well, I mean, I can just throw really quickly while anybody else is kind of, you know, shuffling their cards and whatnot. So I can just see if she's being, I'm assuming you said if she's being hit, then you said by Wick Way Is Up. So I don't think she's being hit by herself. I don't think that was the way it was meant to be phrased. I think, is it coming from somewhere else?
Is with us on the lines or on the air. So
I'm afraid to say that, you know, somebody's sending something negative to me, like, is she taking it for me? Because sometimes your animals will, you know, they try to protect you. So I'm kind of worried about that, because she gets better, I take her to the vet, and she gets the same thing over and over again. So that's my concern.
I see. I'll just do a quick yes or no on that and see what we got. And then maybe Elle or Art or JB can kind of dig in a little bit more. So I'm just going to do a quick yes or no on if she is taking a hit, and then we can kind of figure out if it's coming from somewhere else or whatnot from there. So is your dog taking a hit for you that is coming from some negative spell work or otherwise? And I get a, you already know the answer to that question. So what do you feel that is?
I think she is.
Then that very may possibly well be. Let's see what L. Duval or JD or Reverend Art has to say. Maybe they can figure out exactly what's going on.
I actually pulled some odd cards here for that. So can I ask you specifically what kind of sick? Because I have cards that deal more with nerves, anxiety, things like that. And I'm not saying that, you know, your dog has a lot of anxiety, but we all know too that stress can cause other issues as well, within the stomach, within the body, tremors, you know, heart problems. So I'm just curious what exactly is going on with your dog, but what is the sickness?
Well, she's a Shih Tzu and a Shih Tzu Bichon mix, and they have allergy issues, and it could very well be, you know, stress, because, you know, we're in Florida and normally we live in California, so the environment is different. I have to put her on, you know, way more stronger, you know, flea and tick and medication, and, you know, it's difficult. She has so many allergies, I can't take her out.
Okay, so it is like skin coat type issues?
Yeah, plus she just, yeah.
Poor thing. That's like such a catch-22, because they get stressed out from the allergies.
Right.
And then because they get stressed out, they lose more hair in that. And, I mean, I've seen that happen. I had a dog that the exact same thing happened to. However, I will say this. You might want to consider, I mean, outside of spiritual things, you may want to also just consider going to a different vet if you see, because just in that area, that was the other thing that popped up here, is that you are not really getting enough information, or you could be getting more information that would be more beneficial and more help, but you're just not being helped enough here. And maybe they've just kind of written it off and like, oh, okay, well, you know, we see this all the time. This is what it is, ABC. Like, that's what makes sense. Not really looking into it. And I've seen that happen a lot too. But yeah, it does. That's what's coming up for me, is that there's anxiety, fear. The skin thing would make sense, like I said, with the allergies. But I don't have any spiritual cards on mine, because I don't. Actually, I haven't pulled that deck for this. JD already kind of said you already know the answer to that. But it does look like right now you've got, I don't know how easy this is going to be to fix outside of first seeing a different doctor to see what kind of other, maybe a different medicine or maybe a bath altogether that might be different. I think it will get worse, though, the more stress that this puts on your dog. I think that it potentially could have other effects on them.
Thank you.
So you're married, right?
No.
Okay, and your dog?
No.
Favors? No. Do you live with a male?
No.
Okay, that's that. So I kept pulling a male card, the King of Cups, as you spoke. So is there someone who would be you're worried about that would fit that description, that would be doing work against on you, that your dog might be taking a hit? I did pull the Magician card, but I also pulled the Nine of Swords, which is, you know, and the Ten of Swords. But I pulled twice out of the same deck as I shuffled the King of Cups. So it's the male. That we're looking at?
Yeah. Yes. That's a possibility.
And the other thing is also, is your dog allergic to grass?
Yes. But I don't even take her out. She doesn't go in the grass. So she's not happy. You know, in California, we go for long walks. You know, she's not happy. She doesn't,
No, your dog has definitely allergies. It also has anxiety. I pulled the Moon card, which is a classic card for that as well. But there is, so who was your last lover? Because that's the male that's the problem that I see that is why you're taking in a hit. I pulled the Three of Swords. So this tells me that there was some kind of relationship. Things didn't work out. It was nasty. The dog probably didn't like this person, but this would be who you really need to think about and cleanse and pray to send away from you in order to help your dog. I also agree with Elle that I think your vet is not accurate enough. He's not engaged enough.
Right.
And you've been watching things and seeing things like TV, and you're like, yeah, that's what my dog needs. Yes, that's what my dog needs. Because you're right, and that's what you need to do. You need to go and seek out a vet who will provide you those services, because you will ultimately have success from that. But this dude, whoever he was, and if he's trying to come back, I pulled Three Swords out of another deck, he can't come back. He's terrible. You got to keep him away. He's not good for you, not good for your dog, not good for your life.
I agree. The scary part is it's been years. I mean, it's been years. I mean, like years, not two years. That's what's scary. But I thank you. And I will, you know, I'm asking, so I will take your advice. I appreciate everybody.
All right.
Well, when you said years, the death card came out. You're dead from him. He's not dead from you. But you already knew that.
All right. Sounds like we have a pretty good, solid foundation there. Thank you for calling in and giving us the opportunity to read for you tonight, Wickways Up.
Thank you so much. I appreciate everybody. Thank you, my friends.
Our pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. And we do have a couple more in queue already ready to go. Next, we will be talking with Samora, who has been contemplating looking for a new job, looking into moving, and is kind of wondering how it all play out. So let's bring Samora on the line with us and make sure I pick up the right person. Here we go.
Yes,
hi,
you
Samora,
picked the
are
right
you there?
One.
Fantastic, because everybody knows Reverend Art and technology do not get along all the time, hardly ever. Well, I kind of want to get in on the mix of things, so I think I'm going to jump in first on this one here. Did pull a few cards for you, Samora, and first card that pulled came out to be the Strength card in reverse. Now, what this is telling me is that, you know, you may have that wanderlust sort of feeling. You did share with me that not too happy in the current position. I know we've all been there at times with, you know, this job is just, you know, sucks. But right now, what this Strength card in reverse is showing me is that while you do have everything you need in order to find the success and find the growth and find the adventure that you want, you're needing to work a little bit on that self-confidence level to really be able to kind of pounce on the opportunities as they present themselves and really take a look at what is out there. What matches your energy, what matches your passions, what matches those things, you know, the things that make you jump out of bed in the morning. It's really that confidence that you are worthy of more that is kind of in this wanderlust feeling. But once you work through that and accept that you are worthy of these things, that things will start to actually open up and take a form for you. The next card I did get in the reading is the Four of Swords. And this one is, it's showing me that right now, this is a good time for some contemplation. This is a good time to relax. This is a time to kind of really kind of just examine the world around you and not so much worry about making a lot of change quickly or impulsively. Take metered steps forward. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, it shows, you know, taking the time, whether, I don't know if you meditate, meditation would be a great time to, if you don't already, it would be a great time to start practicing some form of meditation. And, you know, one thing that a lot of people don't realize is meditation doesn't necessarily have to be all, you know, sitting in a prone position and all om sort of thing. You know, meditation can be, take a time to walk in the woods, take the time to, you know, hang out by, you know, the water side, if something like that is available to you, whatever really kind of speaks to your soul. You know what, if you love death metal, even death metal can be a meditation moment for you. And, you know, that it really just find something that will help bring you that introspection, and you'll start to feel that self-confidence and the future growing for you. Last card I pulled was the World card in reverse. What this is kind of bringing to me is you are moving towards the end of your current journeys. Things are going to change. Things are going to unfold for you. You know, you've had a lot of accomplishments up to this point. May not have given yourself, you know, hearkening back to that Strength card in reverse, may not have given yourself as much credit for these accomplishments that you probably should have. Maybe, you know, you're working on your, you know, if you're working on your resume, you're probably sitting there going, well, I don't have anything to put here, but you have this list of stuff that really speaks to your talents and these things. But when you look at them, you just don't see it.
Yeah.
And talking about, you know, bringing back in that Four of Swords, meditate on these things, meditate on these accomplishments, and really start to give them the credit that they're due. Own them and rock them out. And you will see a very much different future unfolding for you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. I think I just know that I'm just nervous and scared.
You know, a lot of that comes from that, you know, boosting that self-confidence, boosting that, you know, that inner strength that you know you have. It just may be a muscle that you haven't been flexing a lot recently, so it just needs a little bit of a tune-up. You know, and really with that, you know, you hear a lot of things. I know one big buzzword, and we've talked about this on the show previously when Reverend Roy was here, talking about like imposter syndrome and things of that nature where, you know, where we intentionally sabotage ourselves or subconsciously sabotage ourselves. And, you know, really it's something that it can be moved past. You really are just in a position to need to grab that and run with it. And, you know, it's kind of like, just letting that star shine. And you'll start to find that you'll start to find that there's a lot of leadership qualities that start to come out as well.
That's what I've been told. And I think that I know that, like, okay, so I know that, but I'm like afraid of that. Cause like whenever I see leaders and like the leadership role that they're in, like it's tough work. And I'm like, how are you doing that? Like that to me, I'm like, that's so like intimidating. Like, and people in leadership roles have told me that I would be a good leader. And I'm like, oh, don't say that. You know what I mean? So,
you know, that in and of itself right there is if other people are recognizing these things in you, then it's time to recognize them in yourself. Can leadership be hard? Hell yeah. Been in many of those positions myself over the years. Is it easy? Not all the time. Can it be? Yes. With the right mindset, the right attitude, and the drive to always be learning and always be open to learning, you'll be surprised how fluidly positions of leadership can actually just grow and flow. And with that, who wants to jump in? Anyone have anything to add?
Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to jump in, but maybe instead of reading, throw in root work if I could.
Go for it. Hey,
so,
yeah. It's a twofer.
I like that. Yeah, I was thinking about how art really explained to you the to really get this going for you and to get your leadership skills. And so what I really think what I would like to see you do is create a success mojo.
Ooh.
Where you would use Seal of Solomon for wisdom. And that's a herb. It's actually a root. You would use Queen Elizabeth for women and women domination and power. You would use Master Root for mastery over what you're doing. You would add Five Finger Grass, which helps you do all things that your hand can do. I want you to add Deer's Tongue Herb so that it'll give you eloquence to speak well and to do well. I want you to add a bay leaf to make you successful and crowned with success in all things that you do. And then write out on a petition what you want and what you're looking for in your success, you know, like your job. And I want you to dress the four corners in the center with crown of success and victory oil. And you will wrap that around the Queen Elizabeth root, which then you will take some of your hair and you will use your hair to wrap it around the root and you will tie it with three knots. And if your hair is shorter and you can't do that, then maybe you can tape it on there and then you can wrap it around with a piece of string and tie three knots as you pray for this to be done. You'll put this all together. You'll dress it with the oils. You'll pray Psalms 23 over it. And you will wear this on you to bring you success and victory and great success at your job and career and what you do as you pursue these jobs and as you pursue higher positions. Anyone else have any root work or reading?
What was the first herb? Because I have Queen Elizabeth, but I didn't hear the one before that.
Seal of Solomon root.
Okay.
Yep, there is a list, except for one edit that was accidentally put in was Queen of the Meadow, but it should be Queen Elizabeth root, but the other herbs, there's actually a list in the chat now for you, too.
Oh, yeah, okay, so, yeah, I'm in the chat, too. Okay.
Seal of Solomon is a herb associated with King Solomon for wisdom. So it's a great one for someone who's trying to take on leadership roles and to move upward and to have knowledge and make wise decisions.
Okay.
Maybe also a little protection work, just because if you know, because I pulled something similar too, that you're definitely going to have some conflict coming up with that. So maybe just to try to mitigate some of that. I mean, you can't wipe it out completely, but you can definitely, you know, lessen the damage. You know that something might end a little bit. You might have some kind of ending. Specifically, I pulled the conflict card for you. And Six of Pentacles reversed. So I know that you do have something with your job that's coming up.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And I'm dealing with the burn of it now. And I just go like balls to the walls and passion for like what I feel for people probably who don't deserve that fire from me. So it just kind of came back and burned me. So,
yeah, that's really easy to do that.
Well, what I've seen in the card as well, and that's why I do this, is I actually pulled the Tower, and I pulled the Four of Pentacles reversed, and in a different deck, like, this isn't your place, this isn't your rodeo, and this is ultimately not going to be where you want to step. So you really need to take what you can get from there and start applying yourself. And that's why I want you to have a mojo that'll help you get there. So you should really be using this burn you just described as igniting the fire in your heart to help you get to where you want to go, because this is not it.
Yeah. And I was just kind of sad about that today, but it's fine because better things are ahead. So.
Yeah, I
do think she's got something better coming. I mean, I have the happy success card that came on the side when that situation changes, like a down the road kind of card. So I think she's got something better. It's just this has to get cleared out first, and it doesn't look like it's going to be easy.
I absolutely agree with that as well. I pulled three Linderman cards, and I have a quick question. Have you cut someone out of your life recently?
No, but I did. Not recently. I haven't cut anyone really out of my life, but I haven't really had. I've cut a ton of friends out of my life, like, a while ago, like 4 years ago, but no one recently, but I haven't cut my mother-in-law out of my life because she's always going to be there because I have a child with my fiance. So that's not going to happen, but that would be like the only person sort of kind of like that I just gave up, like, having a relationship that I thought, like, that I wanted. But people show you what they can and can't do and what they're capable of. And it's, so, I mean, that would be, like, the only person.
Okay. The reason I asked that is because the cards that I got was the Sickle, the Tree, and the Heart, or the Locket. So I'm looking at the Sickle and the Locket here, and that's just telling me that there's been some kind of something that's going on where there's been some happiness that's been cut. There's been some joy that's been cut. And the Heart also relates to someone that is, you know, that you had an affinity for, or that you, you know, you wanted to have a relationship with, but it's not really working out. The Sickle and the Tree kind of tells me, it kind of harkens back a little bit to what Art was talking about. And I think, JD and L kind of touched on this too. You have a little bit of like anxiety and some imposter syndrome kind of things going on there. So it's kind of cutting at your health, your mental health a little bit. But the good thing is that I do kind of see that you moving is not a bad idea. The Sickle in the Tree is kind of, you know, cutting your roots and transplanting yourself somewhere else. And, the Tree in the Locket tells me that you kind of will move to a place to where you'll be at a place to where you can be happy, you can be joyful, and you can cherish the things that you do have, your job and your the people that are around you included. So I think you're headed on the right track and you've got the right idea.
Yeah, that's what I feel too. I'm just waiting for it to happen. Oh, the mojo bag reminds me of the medicine bag that we have because I'm Native American, and we put those things
yeah.
in a bag, a leather bag, for protection and things like that.
Yeah, a medicine bag is very similar to a mojo. So mojo is, you know, can be it's basically a spirit in a bag, and that's very similar to the Native American method. We generally use red flannel, that's traditional, but you could obviously use leather if that's your tradition. But ultimately, you would put these items and wrap them up, and you would carry them close onto your body as a spirit that is held onto you and supports you in your work, and you would feed it weekly with oil and possibly like incense and pray over it. And you, if you go to
okay.
LuckyMojo.com, and learn a lot about mojos. Miss Cat has a book on the art of making mojos as well. So if you know how to make a leather one, then it's very similar. It's just used with a red sack, but you can do that as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can do that. I just wanted to say that, like, sometimes I just know things about people. It kind of freaks me out and freaks them out.
Just out of curiosity, what's your astrological sign, Samora?
I'm a Leo, but my rising sign is Sag.
Interesting. You can definitely feel the vibes that people put out there, the energies. You know, it's kind of a clairvoyant sort of an option, a little bit bordering on the empathy side. Listen to it, trust it. It'll serve you well, especially as Elle said, you know, there's some rough spots coming. It'll help you to mitigate that. And I mean, JD just gave you some fantastic root work as well. So you never know what's going to happen on these shows. We're doing readings. We got root work. It's a free for all.
Well, what is going on in your love life? Because I keep lover's card reversed. Is there a problem in your love life?
I mean, it could be better. It's just like stress from like financials and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, I also pulled some cup cards, and so you feel things, and then you also get visions of things. And as Ms. L and Art and everyone has said, like, it is your job to build those skills because they're there. Like, so you feel energies, but you also have visions. And It is your job to build those skills. So even though they're there, and if you don't build them, you'll never experience the full growth of them. So yeah, you do know those things, but it's your job to work on them in your tradition. Because I pulled the High Priestess here, and that speaks to me that it's that you need to pursue your tradition and build those skills.
A lot of great information.
I hear you. Yeah, it's a lot of great information, and I typed all this down.
Fantastic.
Last thing
well,
I want to say is everybody's brought up, you know, that you're going to come into some obstacles and things. The sickle in the tree, it's kind of like a bonsai. You're going to be pruning and cutting the things out in the way that you do things, the way that you see things. You'll be these obstacles will help to make you better. So don't think of them as something that you just have to get over and get through. It's actually something that'll help you see things differently.
Okay.
And that was a great wrap up there, Reverend James. Well, thank you, Samora, for joining us tonight. I hope we'll see you again soon.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care. All right. And before we jump into our next reading, we need to break for our station announcements. Reverend James.
The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurement, Sundays 3 to 4:30, Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places with Reverend Art and Reverend James, Mondays 4 to 5:30, The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, Instant Indication, Tuesdays, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Deborah Voigt, Tuesdays 4 to 5, and The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Phoenix LaFay in syndication, Thursdays. All time specific, add 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com.
Support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com. And by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org. And by Hoodoo Psychics, the first psychic line run entirely by Hoodoo practitioners. Receive a reading with a trusted root worker instantly. Call 1-888-4-HOODOO or visit hoodoopsychics.com. And by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of the Association of Independent Spiritual Churches located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Just want to make a little quick note to everybody that's getting readings today. I encourage you to go to the Crystal Silence League and make a petition or a prayer there. It'll help. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Back to you, Reverend Art.
All right. Thank you, Reverend James. And we do have another caller in queue. We are going to be joined by Kyla. And let me bring her in here. Kyla, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, welcome to the show. So Kyla has questions about, you know, life just seems pretty crazy right now. She broke up with her ex, but they still live together. And she was wondering, is he cursed? And is it still affecting him? Can she move on freely? Was there anything you'd like to add? Kyla?
I also feel just kind of like bound or like tied up quite a bit. Every time I think I'm moving away from the situation, I go right back in the middle of it.
All right. So who would like to jump in first?
Okay, I got that one. I definitely still see something on this guy. So when I pull cards and I'm looking at other people's work, it can show how direct something is. It can show whether something's very old, or it can just show something that has kind of changed over time. Like, for example, if you've ever been cursed or hexed and you just did nothing to it at all. I mean, at some point, especially if they don't have a long term, it's going to wear off or wear down. But it can also change because it's going to change the situation around you. Maybe it gives you bad luck. Maybe you lose your job. Maybe, you know, you get in a car accident. It makes negative impacts throughout your life that will follow you. This looks kind of interesting because I don't see, like, something actively going on, but I do see something there that's causing conflict. So he still has something that's attached to him. I mean, I can tell what it was or what it was meant to do here, but it doesn't look like it's kind of ongoing. It looks like it's just having that ripple effect of everything, of other things. So for you to ask too, whether it's affecting you as well, I would say absolutely, because it's just like dropping a stone in a pond. There's, you know, little ripples that come off from it, and the further they get away, they're still affecting, touching other things around them. That's why a lot of times when if you throw work at somebody, it's probably going to affect the people around you too. Especially if you have protection, it's going to touch others. So we always need to protect those around us too. But I do see conflict. Specifically, I've got the fire card, and it's talking about someone being reckless, actions leading to conflict. I also pulled this card of the hand, which generally can sometimes mean things that are just happening, like that are meant to happen. But for me, it also has an element of control in it. So this was meant to make him do something specific in the past or take some kind of action. But I would say now fate has also kind of taken over, and maybe a lot of these things are just coming because, you know, there's still reckless actions being taken. There's also a card of secrets here, which I'm not really sure where that one came in. This is generally, it popped out reverse, and since I don't pull this deck reverse, I'm going to take it as secrets being spilled. So something came out from that action. So that's about the work. That was pretty quickly to come out for me. When I was looking at that, it just came right out. So, yeah,
you nailed it.
Yep. But I don't, if you were to kind of make sure that you're not continuously affected by that, though, you would really have to make sure it's cleaned off of him too. I mean, you can always do protection work on yourself, but if you're going to be living there for a while right now, which to me from that also, it looks like you may have to be very careful how you plan to leave. You're going to, I would just sneaky add stuff into his body wash, into candles around the house, and maybe it might take a while to take it off, but it will lessen the effects, especially within your home.
So a couple of months ago, I did put some, you know, uncrossing and some clarity into his body wash, and I was kind of steadily lighting some candles. When I had just kind of come to him and I was like, hey, I feel like you're cursed, his reaction was less than nice. And mm-hmm. I kind of just talked it up to, like, maybe you deserve this. And I know that sounds, like, terrible to say. But I kind of got to that point, and so I left, like, the cleansing and getting that off of him, but I'm starting to kind of see things around me. I can't, from what I can tell or what I can feel, it seems like confusion, depression, honestly, like some kind of self-destruction that he has, but I don't know fully. I just have a hunch, and I have a hunch of who's done it. I can see, like, auras, right? So he's got, like, this nasty mm-hmm. black sticky stuff all over him. So that's how his eyes are, like, glazed over, and that's how I could tell to begin with. And then I have dreams. So it seems a little silly to say that out loud, but that's where I figured out, and then I went down the route of trying to find out for sure if he was being worked on, and you are another person that has confirmed that.
Well, let me tell you this too. So I love sneaky work. Like, I love sneaky work. You're selling yourself short just putting it in the body wash. I would be putting it in the laundry soap, in all the cleaners of the house. I would be dropping a couple of drops in all the candles that you light around your house, too. I'd be adding it to the Febreze bottle. Like everything. Everything is going to get dosed with this. Everything. So I mean, and you could even have a...
I poured some uncrossing on like his shoes, his sandals, and then he came in and he was like, "What is this oil?" And I was like, "Oh, I don't know, maybe it's the dog." And I can't highlight very well, so he just looked at me and walked off. So.
Well, you gotta be, yeah.
Powders
so
might
adding,
be better in that aspect.
Okay,
it might. Especially like I know James, you and I were talking about the polysorbate as a way to mix oil with water, but I've also seen people cut it with witch hazel. But adding a couple of drops to a big container, people aren't going to notice. If you're going to add it to something like their shoes or their clothes, I would rub it between your hands and then run your hands over it. That way it's not like a noticeable drop of oil.
Okay. Perfect.
There's a way that Miss Kat always talks about when she talks about using powders and stuff on a, like a piece of paper or something that you're sending in, like a application or whatnot. You can do the same thing with the oil, just like Elle was talking about. If you rub your hands with the oil and then kind of take your three fingers and then just kind of go in a back and forth motion from top to bottom, kind of makes like a wavy kind of symbol. That's a good way that you can put it on there without putting a ton on there and still be able to bring down that energy into what you're doing.
Okay. All right. I will get some sachet butter.
You know, that's one thing I can say. This group, if we're looking for some sneaky tricks, we got the hookup. Not only that, I did want to throw out really quick too, is there's a fantastic book by Miss Kat and Miss Michael, just came out this year, Sneaky Tricks. Definitely worth a read and definitely will give you a lot of ideas for a plethora of ways to work. JD, did you want to jump in? You've been very quiet.
Sure, thank you. Yeah, no, I was listening. I love listening. I learned so much by listening to all of you. Pulled with my Rider-Waite deck, and I pulled the Magician with the King of Swords and the Moon card. So right there, it indicates to me that, yes, work has been done on this person and that there are problems and there are things going on. As I shuffled my deck, I keep pulling the Two of Cups and the Lovers card. So that indicates to me that there is love and true love in a relationship there between you two. However, work has been done and there's also problems between you. I pulled in my new deck, the pulp deck, I pulled on the situation the Ten of Wands, which is a person who's carrying wands and kind of holding out one kind of as in defense as they like are burdened as they walk towards a building. And then I pulled the Nine of Wands, which is a person defending themselves as they're being embattled. And so what I see going on right now is you really defending yourself and your family and your life to him and to those that support him. I pulled in this deck the Queen of Pentacles, which is actually a beautiful woman with a gown. She looks like Marilyn Monroe with flowers on her head and holding up a pentacle. And the Six of Pentacles, which reversed here is though you want to move out and you're ready to be an independent woman, you're both still financially dependent on each other right now and not able to do that. Unfortunately, well, money things increase for you and do very well, actually, but your biggest problem is the emotional hurt you have at home right now, because the Four of Swords, Eight of Cups, and he's basically what's causing your emotional harm. Work-wise, I think that what you need to do is a cleansing of your home, a cleansing of him, and protection work. Things look better for you in the long run than they do for him, unfortunately.
But I also think because of what I'm seeing in the cards is that he's not willing to, I pulled the Two of Cups again in another deck and I pulled the Eight of Wands. What I fear is he's not willing to fight for you. And that created the Queen of Swords reversed, which means you're no longer willing to fight for him, and the Tower card. And ultimately the Eight of Cups reversed. So what I see happening right now is because he's not willing to fight for you and he's not willing to stand up for you, you're no longer willing to do that with him, and you're ultimately moving on. So that's where I'm at right now. I would definitely cleanse. I would definitely protect.
You nailed it too, yeah. Okay, more cleansing and protecting. Thank you.
Cleanse. How about cleanse?
Go ahead, Judy.
Oh, I mean, I'm talking like Uncrossing. Lucky Mojo now sells a Love Uncrossing blend, which is awesome. I think that was made by Conjurman over the Hoodoo Festival. You can bathe in that. You can burn it. You know, you can sprinkle it. I mean, that's a fantastic product. Uncrossing works the same way. And even uncrossing him, like the ways that Elle and them were explaining, how you can do that secretively, and because it's ultimately going to help you too, is really important, because the energy that the house is bringing to you is not good, right? So to see the pull of the Tower card with this right now is, and to pull the Eight of Wands and, you know, the Swords reversed, is you're really taking the bulk of the hit, and ultimately it's leading to the end of the relationship, and ultimately you're going to have to cleanse that away and help yourself. And there's no way, as what we're seeing, in my opinion, of fixing that relationship. This isn't cleansed away, if that's your ultimate goal. Because right now, I don't see that as an opportunity right now. I think it once was, and their love was there, but right now, with the curse and everything going on, it's not there. And you need to do this work.
Yes, my home feels like a prison. I hate even thinking about going home to it. So, yes, I'm going to start on that as soon as possible.
So while everyone was talking and giving you their readings, I pulled some stones for the Tara Mo. It's a Tibetan-style divination. And what we got was the orange Tara. She's the 12th Tara, and she has 8 arms. And is said to be the most powerful Tara when it comes to dissolving ignorance and creating amazing success and good fortune. So this is very good for you. This shows that you are on the right track. You know what you're doing. You're doing everything that you should be doing. There was some talk about some financial issues. She is also the Tara of prosperity. So that will be turning around very soon. This Mo also suggests that your good karma will be ripening soon. So everything that's been kind of going wrong and kind of, you know, not going the way that you want it to or the way that you plan, that will really start to turn around and start to gain momentum in a more positive aspect. The only other thing that I would say, though, is that you need to be very careful with how you do things and how you bring things up, especially with your partner. You need to make sure that you don't lose your cool, because if you lose your cool with him, if that is what you want to do and you want to keep any kind of relationship with him, that will start to create a very negative energy around that. So you need to just be very calm, be very I don't want to necessarily say forgiving, but just calm, you know, don't get very fiery when it comes to dealing with him. The only other thing that I would say is that if you have any inclination to Buddhist mantras, you can do her mantra. And it is said that those that do her mantra daily will lift them up into higher great bliss energies. So her mantra is Om Tare Tutare Turi Maglan Pushting Kura Soha. And I'll type that into the chat for you so that you'll have that. Yeah, that's all I have to say. You've got some good things coming, even though it's been very rough lately. So I wouldn't be too downtrodden.
Thank you. Thank you. Very helpful.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And dive in here myself. So while JD and Al and Reverend James were sharing their insights, I did pull some cards myself for you. And the first thing I have to say is it's seriously, there's a very strong weight in the cards that I pulled. There's when I see this, to me, it's showing that there's still a part of you that's trying to make light of the situation in some way, shape, or form, and not accepting the truth of the weight of the situation, the immensity of the situation. The cards came out and the deck that I use is the Thelema Tarot. These cards, they're all very dark. Every card is very much, the skies are cloudy. Everybody is looking down. They feel the weight of this situation. The first card that I pulled is the Nine of Swords. And, you know, this speaks a little bit to mindset and that this kind of this feeling of being trapped is starting to lead to some darker thoughts, some maybe some disturbing feelings that are pulling you even further down, maybe even keeping you up at night. Excessive worry, anxiety, and it's possible that this may be kind of pushing the edge of getting the better of you. We need to pull back from giving that power to the weight and start to really reach out to our support network when I see this card. 'Cause, you know, the fears and the worries, they can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So as we, you know, we take that energy back, we pull that back into ourselves. We recognize and accept our divinity. We recognize and accept our importance, our self-worth, and really move forward from that power of position or power, that position of power, in really kind of, you'll feel it. And especially with some of the cleansing and protection and uncrossing works that we've mentioned so far, you know, you'll really start to pull that away. It's like, you know, kind of like peeling the layers of an onion, and you get to the center and finally the darkness is gone. You know, we move on. We have the Page of Pentacles in reverse. And in some ways, this is a very good card in this reading, in this position, as it shows that you haven't got to a point where it's more or less that you've given up hope. You know, you're still exploring new ideas. You're still, you know, looking to that future, looking for that brightness, that light at the end of the tunnel. And you're just pulled down by, you know, this darkness. And I think El said it best, you know, there's just this like ick, this darkness that is kind of surrounding the situation. You know, you may have, while you're working through this, you may have a lot of stops and starts with different projects that you try to get off the ground, different ideas that you try to bring to the surface. And it's going to be important not to let that affect your mentality and your focus, and to keep pushing forward. Don't stop dreaming. Allow yourself to dream. And when you focus on these dreams, see yourself happy. Manifest the happy. Push yourself into that energetic field. Last card that I pulled was the Eight of Swords in reverse. And this really kind of ties back in very succinctly with the other two cards, you know, limiting self-beliefs that are preventing you from moving forward. You know, it may be scary. Like JD had mentioned in his reading that, you know, there's the potential that financially it might not be the world's best situation to go off and on your own. However, you know, a little bit, one step backward may very quickly lead to two steps forward. You know, don't count yourself out is what this card is telling me. You know, if you're in that mindset of, you know, you start to feel those thoughts creeping in of, you know, I don't deserve to be happy. I don't deserve to be loved. I don't deserve this. No, get rid of all that. Stop letting it pin you into the position that you're currently in. You know, notice that negative self-talk. Notice it, and really allow yourself to recognize and accept the feelings that you feel when this negative self-talk, this inner critic is coming at you. Lock it up and let it go. Send it off to the ether, the cosmos, the universe, the spirit world, whatever works the best for you. You know, one thing that is kind of very strong to reinforce this sort of a thing is to, when you find these things creeping up in your mind, write them down on a little strip of paper, and the next opportunity you have, you know what, make a little fire and burn the shit out of them. You know, let the flames eat that negativity up. Take it and find a body of water, like a river, a stream, whatever. Dump the ashes. Let the water take it away. You've torched it and you've let it carry, and it's carrying it away from you. Once you dump that into the water, turn around. Don't look back. Walk right back to your car or house or wherever, depending on wherever the body of water might be, the river, lake, stream, what have you, and leave that behind. And this will start the building blocks of what you need to really kind of bring everything together. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It absolutely does.
You know, because we've talked a little bit here, you know, about some of the external things that can be done, you know, the sneaky tricks and such. And, I mean, between the four of us, yes, we could give you a list and probably a volume 2. But what this reading is calling out to me is the need to focus on that internal work, that internal dialogue. And you will see the negative patterns release. And in some cases, fairly quickly. You know, it just depends on how ready you are to release them. Be steadfast in your, in releasing these aspects of the life that you don't want to make room for the ones that you do. I'll share this with you and with everyone. You know, I've had to go through this myself once upon a time. And it even in those darkest of moments, it brings the light. And it reminds us that the light is there. And the change comes. We have to be willing for it to come. And we have to be open to accepting that abundance.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. I really did not mean to get that as heavy as it went. but does Reverend James, JD, or Miss L, anything further you'd like to add? Any further insights that came up after listening to the other readings?
No, I think you nailed it, for me at least. I think it was a good finish.
I think everything, I think it was lots of information.
Yeah.
Very concise and very clear. Cleanse, protect, just keep doing that work up during this time period.
Yeah.
It is.
Stay cool.
Stay cool. You know, it is a very multifaceted situation. A very multifaceted approach is needed to really kind of take on these problems, but they're not insurmountable. And that's one thing that was a thread through all of the readings, is it's not insurmountable. From four different corners, well, I guess we can say three because Reverend James is just one floor away from me. But from four different corners of the U.S., it all rang the same.
It absolutely did. It was amazing, and I really appreciate it. And like I said, it was a mess, and I just got to clean up the mess now.
All right. Did you have any questions for any of us, Kyla?
No, I just really want to say thank you. It provided a lot of insight and a lot of direction that I've kind of been looking the other way from. So I really appreciate everything.
Yeah, it was our pleasure. And I do hope we hear from you again soon. Keep us posted.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, that was a very kind of intense but exciting, actually, reading there. You know, oh, we're almost at the end of the show for today. And I do see that we do have a few hands up.
We can do some more. I do feel like, I'm not to interrupt, but like, I think sometimes when we do these shows, when there's so many of us together, like it naturally draws us to elaborate a lot, which is kind of cool. We can do more if we want to.
All right, Reverend James, you know what that means, don't you? Let's extend the show.
Extending.
I'll dive back into the green room and be right back.
All right. So we've extended for a little bit. So we'll take you more reading. I am really enjoying everybody else's readings. And it's really neat. And I don't know if anybody else is noticing this, but they're all pretty much agreeing with each other. That's a really good thing.
Well, that's one of the great things about AIR and Hoodoo Psychics and everyone being a part of that is that, you know, it's an ethical group and that's what we work for and that we all have the same standards and believe and trust in each other. So, I mean, it just kind of speaks to the organization that we all believe in. And obviously, because I know all of you are amazing people. So, James, you were explaining on the chat that mantras are not necessarily a language. Could you explain more of that? Because that's kind of cool. Maybe while Art gets ready, you can explain, like, the mantra thing and how they work.
Yeah, I mean, I quickly had another little thing just that I wanted to add to that conversation was that, you know, if you can just imagine, for instance, saying like, Om Shining Light Soha, you know, that would just be a very strange mantra. And it doesn't quite have that same cadence and meter and rhythm to it that it would if, you know, you used a Tibetan or a Sanskrit words. And I think that's kind of important, you know, like Troll T said in the chat earlier, talking about meditation. Meditation's, you know, a single-pointedness, a focusedness. It's not necessarily getting things out of your mind. It's not clearing your mind. It's focusing specifically on something very particular. And when you have something that has like a meter and a rhyme to it, it just makes it so much easier to focus on that, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Do you use prayer beads ever? I've heard about those recently. Do you use those as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I use my malas quite often because I do have some higher yoga tantra practices that I have commitments for. And there are specific amounts of mantras that we have to do every day. And if I don't do them every day, they add up and I have to do double next day. And the malas make it much easier to keep track of. That's why I told in the chat for our last caller that I would suggest doing 21. That would be if you have a mala that has the three larger beads on it, that would just be that first round. And up to 108 if you could. And that would be the whole round of the whole mala.
Now, when she does the meditation, what does she focus on? The rhythm, the word, the like the sound?
Actually, if she could look up the eight-armed orange Tara, and I'll put that in the chat, getting a photo or a picture, not a photo, because, you know, can't take a picture of it with a camera, but if you could get a rendition of that bodhisattva, that Buddha, it would be a great thing to kind of focus on and then focus on that and just imagine that being radiating an orange light just because they're so bright. And that particular Tara is very bright and very, it's said that she has the brightness of, you know, 1,000 suns. So, It really speaks to the dissolving aspect that she has.
All right. So we are back and we will be joined here by Christy and she will bring her on here momentarily. Let me pull her in. I'm always afraid I'm going to hit the wrong button on this thing. So I'm like very precise with it. But Christy is joining us here on the air. She says life has been upside down with her relationship. She's not sure where to go with it, where his heart and mind is. And is there anything else you'd like to add, Christy?
If he's just willing to put the work in or not, and I'm open to anything. I don't know where to go with this.
All right. So who would like to jump in first? I hear everybody thinking.
Okay. I like pulling, and I had some, I didn't want the card shuffling to be loud in the background. What is the guy's first name? Just because you're asking about his feelings and kind of what's going through his mind, too.
What's my name or his name?
His first name.
Oh, his name is Martin. Martin?
Okay. So, I mean, I definitely see where, like, your relationship in general seems to kind of be at a weird, like, you're not moving forward for sure. I see why you're asking the questions, because you don't really seem to be doing much of anything.
Correct.
It's kind of stagnant. And so I've got cards for the relationship. I also got cards for you and him, and then I pulled cards just for his feelings, because they all tend to interact. So I'm going to jump around in all of these a little bit.
Okay.
The relationship itself does, as far as looking at kind of an outcome, I think as you're going along, you're actually discovering that there's a lot more here that maybe you would not like in the future with this guy. Mm-hmm. I think he's starting to come up, because there's a question here about whether there's deception. There's a question here about whether the guy's really who he says he is. It seems like, and you've also got, so one of your cards, happens to be a card called Dark Thoughts, and it's a card of the consciousness. So I can see some of this. It's turning you also into more of a negative person in this too. You know how relationships will always, we either grow or we don't. And it seems like this one also might be taking type of a toll on you. In the guy's head, he looks like he's a little bit more reserved with his feelings, too. He looks to be a little bit like he's put up some boundaries, and he's not really putting much effort into even looking at his own feelings and what he's doing with those. How long have you been seeing him? Because he does look like he also has a past here as well.
He also has what?
Like a past. Like, either he has a past that's still haunting him, or it's haunting him in a way like there's bad habits from it, or that he could be technically holding on to either personal or ideals from the past.
Well, yeah, you're 100% right. Well, we've been seeing each other for 28 years. We're not married, have three kids, so there is a bad haunting past that I know of, deception. We both know. And you're talking about that, I'm not sure if that's just the only bad past. I don't know.
That seems to be what's in his heart currently, though. Boundaries, and he seems to have a lot of things that are just kind of weighing him down from the past. Feelings as well. But since he has one of his specific cards that I pulled just in feelings was the Four of Swords, he doesn't really seem to want to go, he doesn't really want to explore his feelings. He's kind of in a resting phase, because he's weird about taking the next step or weird about seeing where his feelings may go again. And he's also got Five of Cups that popped up here too. But I know that this, because I have a card of the past that came up next to it. So I know that he's bringing baggage with him. And if that's baggage between the two of you, it might be hard for him to see you as a different person or be a different person in general.
That's my whole issue. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you might benefit. I'm going to go ahead and jump and throw something in there. You might benefit from some work that brings out the truth in a situation if you have a question about things that may or may not have happened, or maybe you want to get him to talk to try to bring some things out in general, because it would probably benefit you greatly in this.
Okay. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I can talk to him. Because it's always, he sees something different than what I really say. And then when I say, he doesn't see exactly what I'm saying or how I'm feeling, or he takes it as in everything I'm saying is bad, or the victim is. He's the victim. I'm open to being wrong. I'm open to admitting my faults. I'm totally not perfect. And But everything I say, no matter what, if it's what I need or what we need or what we can do to work together, it's always I'm the bad person. So then I feel he gains resentment. But it's not that way.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Infidelity, is that an issue?
Uh-huh.
Because that's what I'm seeing in part.
Yes, it always has been. I'm questionable now. I'm very questionable right now, but he'll never admit it.
And it's still a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled the Seven of Swords in my in this pulp deck, and this is like a person who has secret women, secret things, secret hidden.
Mm-hmm.
I also pulled the Six of Swords, which is a woman who finally gives up and stops fighting for something that's not good for her or her children and moves on from it. Eight of Wands.
That meaning me?
Deck, that is you. You
okay.
Ultimately move on from it. Eight of Wands is a fight, a battle. He will fight with you, battle with you, but ultimately your success and happiness is not with him, and it comes from moving on from him. I pulled the Empress followed by the Two of Cups and the Queen of Swords. This is about you stepping up as the woman that you are and the strong woman you are, and you stop taking his bullshit and being cheated on and moving on with your life, because he's not only is he not providing for you, but he's also not giving you the happy home that you want. And twice now I've pulled in different decks the Six of Swords. I pulled it in my Rider-Waite. I pulled it in my pulp deck, that you are ultimately moving on from him and this family, with your kids, by the way, like not without your kids, but you're moving on from him. And then the next card was the Sun, which is a great card. The Fool is there because you're terrified of the journey. You will have some legal issues with him because you're going to fight him over support and other issues, but you will ultimately be successful. So what I see happening here is that you, like Elle said, you already know the answer. You just need to do it. Like this is you, and your happiness is not here anymore, and it hasn't been here for a long time. You've been fighting. You've been isolated. You have not had happiness. There's been drama in the home. You haven't had the home you're looking for. You basically are doing everything on your own without his support, and your love life is not there. Your happiness is not there. It's with someone else. And that only comes when you finally move on with your life and stop this with him. So my advice would be to move on, to accept that he's a cheater and a loser, and to do a cut and clear spell, which involves you using like lemons and cut and clear product, and removing the things that you don't want in your life from him, which would be like the lying, the cheating, the curse, the manipulation, the using of people, and to draw in the things you do want, loving, nurturing, caring person, and to help you cut those emotional ties to help you move forward quicker.
Okay. That makes sense. And you're right. I knew it. I just need to be told it and come to that conclusion. I don't know.
Well, I pulled a few cards. I didn't totally get everything that you guys were talking about because on my end it was a little warbly. I did want to mention that when Elle was talking earlier, she was talking about, you know, there's some deceit and things going on. And then JD brought up the fact that there's some infidelity. The first card that I got whenever you first came on the air was false person. So this shows me that he's a person that, you know, is hiding something. He's intentionally hiding something. He doesn't want you to know about it. And it's most likely going to continue. The next card that I have is the Pathway. And the Pathway shows that there is light at the end of the tunnel. You can, and it's a pretty much a straightforward, very blatant direction that you need to head. However, it's going to take a bit of time. And I think this harkens back to what JD was just talking about, going to court and things. So this card usually talks about a 2-year kind of time frame.
which, I mean, going through divorce and going through, you know, a child who gets the children and whatnot, that can certainly be within that time frame. The next card that I got is the message. Again, this is something that's also hearkening back to the courts. There's going to be lots of paperwork, lots of things that are involved, lots of things that need to be signed, lots of T's that need to be crossed and I's that need to be dotted. So while it is frustrating where you're at and it's not going to be necessarily the flattest, most easy pathway to walk, you will be able to get out of that dark forest and be able to get to a place to where you are happy and your family is happy, speaking specifically about your children.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. I don't know. I'm just going to do it. I just need to put my shoes on and go for it.
Just you know, take your time, breathe, and be patient. That's pretty much what this is pretty much saying.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get, you know, caught up in everything that's going to be coming if this path that we're seeing that you're heading down at the moment, which could totally change. That depends mm-hmm. on your choices.
Mm-hmm.
But if you head down this path, it's not going to be easy, but you do have the strength to do it, and you will make it out on the other side. So just, you know, keep solace in that.
Okay. Hard.
Think about your root work as well. Like, so we basically see a pretty bad experience with your husband and that he's not been faithful and honest with you. So you need to decide, are you going to cut and clear him away, or are you going to tie his nature and nail him down? And that's something that you'll probably have to get a deeper reading to decide, but something you can think about. Like, do you mm-hmm. want to keep going through this, or are you ready to
no.
cut him free? You know?
No,
so,
I don't. Mm-hmm.
So then you would probably want to look into products like Cut and Clear, and then from there move on, you know, and Reverend James was talking about, like, with 2 years with court cases, like, well, then I would suggest you get court case products so that the judges favor you and everything goes in your favor, you know, pay me so that you force him to pay you what you're owed, you know, things like that to support you and to give you that. And if he's going to be mean, firewall of protection. So, you know, using those products to support you and your family as you go through this transition to give you the greatest success.
Okay.
If you
okay.
go down that
so,
path and
mm-hmm.
sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. So if I do like a firewall protection, whatever, that's for myself and my family, my children or child.
Go ahead and answer.
I'm sorry,
Katie.
Can you repeat that with one of yours?
Is that like those things are that if I do, like, say, the fireball or the set, is that cover, like, myself and my daughter, or does that cover?
Yes. You would do that between you and your child, absolutely, so that it would protect both of you. And I pulled the King of Cups in my other deck. This guy you're dealing with is a swindler, right? Like, he drinks a lot, he parties a lot, he thinks he's the ladies' man, he goes out a lot, you know. So you're not surprised by... And you guys were childhood lovers, it looks like, from this
Correct.
Card. But he is not the person you fell in love with as a child. And have you become more of, unfortunately, but like more involved in intoxicating items due to his behavior? Like, did you turn to drinking more or things like that due to this? Because... the card.
No, I have smoked a little bit, but
okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess the answer is yeah. If I'm gonna be honest with you, I smoke. Yeah.
Okay. So and you're not happy with that change because it was because of him.
Correct.
So the cards here are pretty clear on, in my opinion, what you probably should do, but it's you're afraid of the journey. You're afraid of the effort. I pulled the Fool reversed in this deck. It's actually a woman, which I love because she's like running like strong. What I don't love is that it's reversed. So it's you're still worried about you taking on that role, which is really what you need. And you have, do you have a father figure still around that supports you?
No, my father passed away when I was 13.
Okay. Is there an elder man? Because
my grandpa's not around, and my other grandpa died.
There's something where you will get counsel probably from a older male lawyer that will support you in your work, particularly about getting what you want. And so you should seek out that an older male who knows the system, and it will go in your favor. But
okay.
In my opinion, I think you need to, you kind of already know the answer to your question.
I think I do know the answer. I just am scared that I don't know why I am. I mean, my mom's been on her own since I've been 13. I mean, I know it's possible. I'm just don't like change at that, but I know I want and need to change. It's just me doing it, I guess, you know?
Change is scary.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one thing
I just wanted
that
to add
I've...
a little bit more to, sorry, Reverend Art, give me just a moment. I just wanted to add that you were asking about Fiery Wall of Protection and how that kind of goes. If you look up those kind of workings, especially at Lucky Mojo, talks about purple and white candles. Those white candles will be the ones that will represent you and your family that you want to protect. So you can set as many of those white candles inside that circle of protection as you want. So just remember that as you're looking at that spell and looking at those workings, that those white candles are what you're looking at is who's going to be protected. And the other thing that I wanted to mention, as you get to working into, you know, once you're in the courts and things are working, and then you start to work with keeping custody of your children, I can, you can't oil. I can, you can't products. Those will
Ooh.
Come in handy.
Okay. And I can buy this at Lucky Mojo?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That was a good call, Reverend James. And actually, if there's any bits of it that you miss during the course of the readings or anything, the show will be up in archive, and you can go back and listen to it as many times as you'd like.
And you can also go to the Lucky Mojo forum at forum.luckymojo.com and see a chat log there as well. So everything that's in the chat will also be posted on the forum there.
Oh, nice. Okay.
You know, I did want to jump in really quick to kind of tail end here. And I had something occur when I pulled cards for this reading that I've literally never had happen in my life, where I got the same three cards that I had from the previous reading in different positions, and the ones that were reversed have been upright and vice versa. So really intriguing to me. But you know, we're looking at a lot of swords here, a lot of swords. And, you know, swords are, you know, those denote a lot of a focus of the mind, you know, the mental stress, the anxieties, all of that kind of thing, and the fears that are present in a situation like this. You know, we start with the Page of Pentacles. Pentacles are of the home. They're of money. This is the foundation. And while the Page of Pentacles typically does talk about, you know, a message of, you know, kind of brings about new, saying that there are new beginnings coming, new inspirations, possibly new creative projects and ventures, things like that. It doesn't necessarily say these things are in motion. They're stuck in a thought form. There's something more that's needed to be made. And it's kind of showing a little bit of what we've seen already in readings up to this point, that you kind of know what you need to do. Mm-hmm. You've even to some extent planned it, and you've started to see that how these different things will work, but you haven't accepted it. And in order to really kind of bring these things forward, with the Page of Pentacles, it's saying there's still a few things that you need to learn. There's still a few things that you need to uncover. There's still a few things that you need to kind of have in both your spiritual and your physical toolboxes to be able to ensure long-term success here. From there, we moved on to, you know, kind of a more of a situational sort of a feeling. We went back right back to the Eight of Swords, this time not reversed, but, you know, the card shows there's a woman, and she very much is in prison. There's these eight swords that are circling around her. You know, she's downtrodden. She's just staring at the ground. And that really does relate to those feelings of restrictions, the feelings of being trapped, feeling that there's no clear path out, no options mm-hmm. available. If this card is calling out that this is pretty much a warning that, and much in like in the last segment, your thoughts and beliefs about this situation are no longer serving you. You're overthinking it and creating these patterns that are keeping you trapped. And really, there are even others that I'm feeling that have been offering assistance and offering help as well. And you don't see how the pieces of all this puzzle are fitting together. So you've kind of been turning that away, or kind of, I guess for lack of a better way to put it, you know, kind of poo-pooing their ideas, saying, mm-hmm. you know, that doesn't apply, that doesn't apply. But when you step back and look at the bigger picture, you'll start to see how all of these individual puzzle pieces come together. Jumping back on to the next card here, we have the Nine of Swords. This time it is in reverse. And this really speaks to that inner turmoil because mm-hmm. of this mindset that you've allowed to be locked in of feeling that there's no way out. It creates an anxiety that you can imagine the future, but you don't see a way to get there. And this is kind of where I'm starting to feel that older individual that JD mentioned. And he mentioned it like a father figure, which doesn't necessarily mean a blood relative. This could be, you know, somebody who was a former teacher. It could be a religious figure. It could be a blood relative, like an uncle or somebody of that nature. It could be the nice old guy that lives down the block who always mm-hmm. smiles and waves when you walk by or drive by. You know, this person's going to have somewhat of an integral role in kind of saying, look, let's put all this together and really pull out all the stops. You know, letting go of that fear, letting go of what is impeding you from, you know, really reaching your potential is what this is all talking about. And, you know, I was actually I was so stunned from pulling the three exact same cards. I pulled a couple more just to kind of see a little bit deeper into the situation as it were. And the next card I pulled is the Five of Swords. And like I said, you know, there's, I mentioned in the chat, you know, there's swords everywhere. JD had swords. I have swords. Phyllis Margaret Gabor in the chat, who also did a reading. Love you, Phyllis. Has a, you know, she pulled the swords. Swords are the mind. Swords are the, you know, that's intellectual aspect of the whole, the whole situation that, you know, is really what is at the crux of what you need to do and what you, and how to move forward. You know, the Five of Swords in reverse it shows conflict. It shows, mm-hmm. You know, your disagreement with what, you know, it shows you trying to fight against what you know to be true. And mm-hmm. when you focus, and it also denotes, you know, when you focus your energies, not so much on the fight against accomplishing and going after what you know you need to do,
mm-hmm.
that things are going to start to rebuild. It's going to be very reconstructive, and you're going to find it growing exponentially. And I know we're getting very close to time here. Last card is the Five of Wands. With that, you know, this says we're going to end up with change.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to come through this. You're going to win. And mm-hmm. I have about 10 seconds. I do apologize, Christy. But
no, you're fine. You've been
I hope we've been an assistance.
So much, and I so appreciate you guys, and I'm thankful. Thank you so much.
Well, keep us posted. It was a pleasure reading for you tonight.
Thank you. Are you guys weekly on this show, or
It's usually quarterly.
Okay,
follow Mystic
so
Mages
much.
And
Thank
Magical
you.
Places on Facebook, and you'll find out the next one. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, and that is all the time that we have for tonight. You know, I hope you've enjoyed your time with us this evening, everyone. Until next time we meet, let's keep that magic alive. Reverend James, take us out.
Thank you, Reverend Art, and thank you. You've done got this wrong, Art. Thank you, JD, and thank you, L, for being our guest this week. We invite you to join us next week when we welcome another outstanding guest. We come to the end of this episode of Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, on the LMC Radio Network. You can find Reverend Art at FolkConjure.com and at FolkConjure on Facebook and Instagram, on the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com, on readersandrootworkers.com, and on Hoodoo Psychics. I'm your announcer, Reverend James, joining you from FolkConjure.com in North Carolina. Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and the shows are available in archive via mysticsmages.com/radio show and on the Lucky Mojo Forum. For all of us at Mystics and Mages, I'd like to thank you for being here. Be sure to follow at Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places on Facebook and at Mystics, Mages, Magical Places on Instagram for updates and news. We'll be back next week at the same time. Come sit a spell. Wink, wink. Relax and enjoy the show. We've only just begun. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Special thank you to Miss L. Duvall and JD for joining us tonight. This has been fantastic. Check out Miss L.'s page, workingwithspirits.com. And you can find JD at hoodoohousedetroit.com. And as always, Reverend James and myself at folkconjure.com. That's folkconjure.com. Hope you've enjoyed yourself. Until next week, stay blessed. Good night.